This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah. Happy Friday to you right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Let's have a good one. John Lopez,
Ready
Reginald
break.
Atula, Figgy Fig hanging out with you on a Hunter Brown Friday, on a rookie mini camp Friday. We were just talking about some of the undrafted free agents that maybe we're interested in when we were talking about rookie mini camp. And that got me, we just kept talking about Eli Cox because I know it seems like some people are really excited about the possibility of him. And I was like, wasn't there an undrafted center recently that was really good? And I was trying to remember, and I was like, nah, it's not Jason Kelsey because he was a sixth rounder. Yeah. You got it for me. It was Jeff Saturday.
Jeff Saturday was undrafted as a center.
I forgot about that.
Shout out to Eli Cox.
Man.
Just go be Jeff Saturday,
dog.
Yeah.
You know?
You're going to be on ESPN one day.
Yeah,
man.
He's going to coach
and
the
And then
Texans.
He's going to coach the Houston Texans
for half a season.
I'm going to start calling him Coach Cox.
And then he's going to go back to ESPN.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Stepping on pancakes.
What if Eli Cox is that? Like, he's Jeff Saturday, like, step by step. All pro. You know, Super Bowl, Coach Cox.
That's a good thing, man. We're going to get the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that'll be good for the Texans. Ultimately, it'll just be very, very weird if that happens.
Hey, he's going to be in the Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor.
He absolutely will. And so we're just going to go
Hall of Famer?
Are we manifesting?
Of course.
Is that what we're doing? We're manifesting Eli Cox. On his rookie minicamp debut, we're manifesting a Jeff Saturday. All right, we are unserious people. And that's how you know it's a Friday. But again, salute to Hunter Brown, who starts what will be one of the most, I think, most important stretches in the season, I guess relatively early on, at least in the first half of the season, a 17 games in 17-day stretch for the Astros, and it comes at a time where they're playing 500 baseball to this point. And so with that being the case, somebody said, why is he saying Cox like that? I mean, that's just his name. Anyway,
how do you say it?
Cox.
Yeah, I don't know. Are we?
Do I say it funny?
I don't think so.
Cox.
I don't want you to keep saying it. I think you said it enough.
How do you say it?
Yeah, that's the way you're supposed to say it.
I don't know that there's... Sorry, I got distracted. That was very squirrel. I think I feel a little squirrel brain today. I need to lock in. Because, again, the Astros, 17 games, 17 days, and Hunter Brown starts us off. He'll get a few times in this stretch. But, like, what are the things that need to happen in this next 17 days to consider it a success?
Let me ask you guys, too, because not to be, you know, over the top here, but this is a pretty decisive stretch.
I think so.
It's a pretty, you know, you got 36 games under the belt, and – Aggie Math is at work as we speak. That'll be 53 games, right?
I didn't double check. Sorry.
53 games by the time this stretch is over. That's dang near a third of the season. So it's a pretty big stretch of games here without a break. So what has to happen to maybe feel after this 17-game stretch, all right, they're in business, or uh-oh. You know, one of those two things. I mean, number one for me is Yordan has to get back. They keep saying May 13th. You know, it's a good sign, as we talked about yesterday during buy or sell, that the MRI came back, whatever. You know, not something crazy bad. But it better be That's into game three, I guess, of this series, of this stretch, game three or game four, when Yordan can come off the IL.
No, that'd be game five.
Game five, okay.
Yeah, that'd be game five.
He's got to get back. Okay. And not just back, but he's got to get back as his old self. Because as I speculated, I thought the hand was probably had something to do with a slow start too.
Yeah, I mean, I would very much like him to get back, especially because again, this team has been really rough with slugging, and Yordan is supposed to be a huge slugger in this lineup. And so, yeah, man, getting Yordan back, getting him back healthy, because it feels like also the 17-game stretch, it ramps up nicely for you. You start with the nice little homestand, 6 games, 3 versus the Cincinnati Reds, which who we obviously are welcoming in tonight on a Jose Altuve throwback white and pink jersey night with Hunter Brown on the mound. And then you'll welcome in the Kansas City Royals, who is a team that they are not all that offensively inclined right now. Neither of those teams really are. I think of the teams that you will be playing in this stretch, the team that probably has the most offense, well, not probably, the team that clearly has the most offense is the one that you end with the Seattle Mariners from the 22nd to the 25th. So, like, I think that this it ramps up nicely, but you want to get yourself going, especially offensively, because you know, once you get to the end of it, right, once you get through the first 6, then you go on the road for 6, where I imagine that you can't lean on the, well, not imagine, you can't lean on the Crawford boxes in some ways. Hopefully you're hitting a little bit better that time, and then you get the test of the Mariners on the back end of it. I think that it lays out kind of nicely, but yeah, you're right. I would definitely like to get especially Yordan back and going well, but also just hopefully a decent amount of these guys going to some degree as they go.
And then the other big one, you know, the obvious one is Jose Altuve. We know he's lost a step. Shout out to Patrick Creighton. But
don't antagonize him now.
So we know he lost a step.
We know he's lost a step.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. Look at the data. Okay. But we know he can also, you know, turn things around at the plate in other ways very quickly. He needs to do that. He needs to do that over this stretch.
I would very much appreciate if that happened. All right, so there's that. What else do you feel like needs to happen during the course of this, because you talk about Yordan, the guy who I really want to see get comfortable is Christian Walker.
That's it.
Because I was looking at, you know, I did the thing where I just got on Baseball Reference and was clicking all sorts of different places to just look at things. And I was uncomfortable at how many times Christian Walker showed up in some of the some of the less flattering stats when you talk about, you know, outs made and, you know, kind of strikeouts and things of that nature. I'm like, man, he has had a really rough go of it. And he felt like he was supposed to be one of the givens offensively and a protector. And I mean, he's also had to step up or push forward. And when it comes to in the lineup with Yordan being hurt, I would very much like him to, you know, find his level, because this is a lot of games in a stretch where you need that experience that he was supposed to bring to kind of show through.
I mean, you need to go on a run. So to me, it's not just Yordan. It's not just Altuve. It's not even just Christian Walker. It's also Isak Paredes. You got to get these two guys going. He's been okay, but the Astros right now rank in the AL. They rank 9th in runs scored and 20th in OPS. You've got to get your offense going to make that run. That's what I want to see over this 17-game stretch. And then there's, you know, you're not necessarily in watch the standings mode, but it'd be nice if the Mariners cooled off a little bit, or you could take, you know, 3 out of 4 at the end of this, toward the end of this stretch here. The Mariners have a 4-game lead on you right now, and I think they're 8 games over 500.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, they're playing very well. And, of course, it would be very helpful for you to win that series at the end of this 17-game. Pitching-wise, how do you feel? Because, I mean, this team has been fantastic, you know, pitching. But now you're in this, entering that space where they're gonna stress you a little bit. And you're going to that six-man rotation. So, in a good way, you are getting more you're getting more guys in. And it was great that Lance McCullers came back when he did. But he's going to need to – he's going to need to be good Lance McCullers, right? Yeah. And he's finding his footing. I think he looked all right in his debut. But, you know, what are you getting out of him? And maybe more importantly, Ryan Gusto is going to be involved in the six-man rotation.
Yeah.
And he had been very solid. Like, continuing that trend is going to be necessary.
You know what you're getting out of Hunter Brown. They're going to win tonight. He's going to pitch great. I can tell you that right now. All right? Now, that's not such a sure thing. With Fromber, so you got to get good Fromber. But the most important two players on this pitching staff to me are Ryan Gusto and Lance McCullers Jr. Stay, you know, Gusto, I gave him a little bit of grace in his last outing in relief because it was raining and it was, you know, it was cold.
More than rain, it was cold.
Yeah, it was all that. And then McCullers has to respond, and you know, from as they're playing this six man rotation. So those two guys are very very important. And oh, by the way, Yonner Diaz, would you like to throw out a couple of runners here and there?
Are you holding out hope on that one? Especially because one of the issues with it, I know his pop time has not been particularly good, but one of the things I mean we know is also the pitchers aren't getting him the ball all that quickly, and I don't know, is that a trade off that's worth it for what was?
If he's
was
swinging the bat.
For Yiner, yes, yeah. But I'm talking about like the pitching now.
Mm-hmm.
Is the trade off of them not getting that ball to the plate very quickly okay when you have, what is it, the second or third best ERA in baseball, or in at least in the AL?
That's a good question. I would tend to think you still got to do better. I mean, opposing base runners to this point, they've stolen 40 out of 45 stolen base attempts. They've been successful. 40 out of 45.
You know what they got to do, right?
They're going to be running like crazy. No, don't say it.
Martin Maldonado.
What are you doing right now? Why are you doing this?
Are you available?
40 out of 45, man. That's a lot. They're going to be running like crazy on him. Everybody. Not just stolen bases, but, you know, they're just going to make sure that they put pressure on him.
That wouldn't have happened on Martin's watch.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You're so bad.
Well, at least, I mean, it does feel like Yiner is finding a little bit more of his level offensively.
Yes.
Well, all right, so of the 17 games, if you had to give me a record that you'd be happy with coming out on the back side of it, considering that your opponents are four teams that all offensively rank lower than you in many metrics, including maybe easiest like OPS plus.
Mm-hmm.
Like all these teams are lower than you, below average outside of the Mariners. Well, yes. So
yeah.
In that 17 games, what would you be happy with the Astros going and then on the backside of this?
I need to see 11-6, right?
11-6, you
yeah.
say?
Yeah, I need to see 11-6. It's very workable early. You have actually four in Arlington against the Rangers. So you got four games there. That's very doable. And then you end with Seattle, four against the Mariners. So you go into that final series and you can have a chance to win out of a 11 out of 7, because they need to make a run. You know, they need to put some pressure on. As I said, you're darn near a third of the way through the season when you come out of this stretch.
Yeah, and I hear you, but the only thing, I hear you on making the run, especially with the types of teams, but then the stress of playing damn near every day. And maybe this is another thing that I'd like to see. Some of the depth guys make sure that they step in well, right? DiCenzo is going to obviously factor in here. McCormick, Chaz is going to factor in here, because I imagine managing your position players is also going to be a part of this. So all these guys are going to have to stick together. I think I'd be good with a 10-7.
10-7?
Like if you ultimately are positive, gain a little ground with the understanding that this is tough, but there's some teams that are beatable, that'd be great. And it starts tonight at Daikin Park. Hunter Brown on the mound for your Astros, starting off the 17 games in 17 days. Well, I'm sure we'll check in with how the first series went come Monday when you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's get to the question of the day. This weekend, Mother's Day is this Sunday. And so for that, our question of the day is as follows. What are some things or something that you did as a kid that disappointed or upset your mom the most? We'll do that next. 713-572-4610. Next in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.